Well, it is Thursday. We are so glad that you are here. It's the 28th of March. Here's what we're working on this morning. Hamilton Mayor Andrea Horvath says she'll use her strong mayor powers to overturn a Stony Creek parking lot decision.
The federal government has unveiled a plan to help protect tenants.
And this is why I have a little jump in my step. Spring training is over. Opening day in baseball. We'll break down your Toronto Blue Jays chances. Good
Hello.
Morning. Listen, you don't have to be a baseball fan to like opening day, because what it means for me and many people, it's like slamming the door on winter.
Yes.
It's like that is in our rearview mirror. All we can see ahead, Emily Vukovic, in for Brian again, good morning, is summer, because it's the boys of summer and they're back. So very excited about that.
I feel like you and Brian usually do a bit with a bat.
Yeah, I have my bat. I should bring my bat out.
Oh, so that's like, right. Are we going to do like a little,
we can.
Heels on. I'm all ready.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this bat sits under my desk the entire year.
It only comes out once.
And it's like, I feel like I'm responsible for like helping you with this because Brian normally does it. So I feel like
so today's
it's either me or you, Annette. So
I can do it.
Okay. The bat will, we will see the bat at some point this morning. So how are we looking this morning?
Well, it certainly feels like spring. Temperatures through the overnight, a little chilly, wind chill around -7, but things are gradually starting to warm up. Daytime highs yesterday were in the high single digits. We did see a little bit of sunshine. Mostly cloudy, though, and then again today, again, mix of sun and cloud, temperatures where they should be. Taking a look at our exclusive camera, 403 and Wanderdown Road, everybody behaving nicely. Traffic moving well. Taking a look at some of the MTO cameras at this hour. QEW east of Brant Street moving smoothly. QEW east of Guelph Line, traffic moving well. And if you're just heading out, QEW and Walker's Line also behaving. All right, your long-range details, including your long weekend forecast just ahead. But first, the news.
Well, let's get into it. We start at Hamilton because Hamilton's Mayor Andrea Horvath says she will be using her strong mayor powers to override City Council's decision to not move forward with an affordable housing plan in Stony Creek. Let's bring in Simone Gavros, joins us live from the Stony Creek parking lot with more on what went into this decision. Good morning, Simone.
Hi, good morning, Tim. Well, that was the big question ahead of the council meeting yesterday, and Mayor Andrea Horvath said that she didn't make this decision lightly.
We know, ma'am, we must do everything we can to get people housed as quickly as possible. And I want to say that again, as quickly as possible. While I had hoped to avoid using my strong mayor powers, the urgency of the situation and the dire need for affordable housing in all parts of our city leaves me with no other choice.
Now, Horvath says this decision comes at a time when the city is facing a housing crisis. The plan to build 67 affordable housing units on a pair of parking lots in Stony Creek has been highly debated since it was proposed at the end of February. The plan was brought forward in council again yesterday, and it all played out very quickly. Ward 12 councillor Craig Kassar brought forward a lifting motion along with his new amendments, but that motion itself was defeated in another tie vote, leaving no more room for discussion. It wasn't until the very end of the council meeting that Horvath announced her intentions to use her strong mayor powers to veto that decision. Councillor Matt Francis, who serves Stony Creek, has been opposed to the plan since the beginning, saying it would threaten the livelihood of people in the community. He says he's disappointed by the decision from Horvath to move forward with using her strong mayor powers and says she decided to override democracy. Now, council will have 21 days to vote on whether they will accept or reject this veto from the mayor. So we'll be following that into next month. Annette, I'll send things over to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, meantime, says there's something fundamentally unfair about having to pay $2,000 a month for rent while those paying the same for a mortgage build equity and get a better credit score. His government has a plan to balance that.
Part of our upcoming budget, we're going to create a Canadian Renters Bill of Rights. It would create a nationwide standard for lease agreements, give renters a clear history of apartment pricing so they can bargain fairly, and make sure they have more agency.
Trudeau says the plan will also include a new legal aid fund to help tenants deal with bad landlords. His government's going to push for rental payment history to be included in credit scores. He says that will give first-time homebuyers a better chance at getting a mortgage with a lower interest rate.
So Canada's population is coming off the highest growth since 1957. Stats Canada says the population grew by 3.2% in 2023, the highest in 67 years. Almost 98% of the growth was because of international migration. It was mostly temporary immigration that was the driving factor. Across the country, the population rose by nearly 1.3 million people in 2023. Only 2.4% of that came from natural growth. Canada now has nearly 41 million people in our country. About 800,000 are temporary residents.
Alberta's premier, meantime, says federal immigration limits are undercutting her province's ability to fill jobs, grow the economy, and help those fleeing the war in Ukraine. Danielle Smith says she's written to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau demanding more control over immigration, saying Alberta is dealing with a shortage of workers in different sectors and needs newcomers to fill the gaps. Refugees, Immigration and Citizenship Canada says allocations for permanent residents are determined on an annual basis by the minister, in consultation with the provinces and territories. The Ontario government says the vast majority of international student permits this year will go towards supporting in-demand jobs in skilled trades, childcare, and healthcare. The announcement comes after the federal government announced it was cutting international student permits across the country, cutting Ontario's allotment in half. Now, the province says 96% of permits will go towards publicly assisted colleges and universities, with the remaining 4% allotted to Ontario's language schools, private universities, and other institutions. Private career colleges won't receive any allocations. In a tweet, Immigration Minister Mark Miller says he needs to review the plan, but it appears to be a reasonable response from the Ontario government.
Well, happy opening day, y'all. It's a day for baseball fans to have some hope that their team has a chance. You're saying there's a chance in a grueling 162-game season. What about those Toronto Blue Jays? Well, they kick off a new season this afternoon in Tampa against their AL East rivals. The Rays, also a very good club. Last season had many ups and downs for the Jays. They started with a win in St. Louis where they scored 10 runs in a win that many thought was a preview of an offense that would dominate. That was not the case. Now, they did make the postseason, but again left with a whimper after losing in the wild card for the second straight season, pulling Jose Barrios in the infamous way after not giving up a run, which led to them losing. It will be Barrios that gets the season started today. First pitch just after 4 o'clock. Thank goodness the Jays are back because the Raptors season has become unwatchable.
Here's Brunson back out. McBride already has three threes. Make it four.
Oh, man. The New York Knicks in Toronto to face the shorthanded Raptors. It got ugly. How ugly, you ask? I said, how ugly, you ask?
How ugly?
Well, Deuce McBride's 9 three-pointers. Thank you, Annette. The Knicks beat Toronto 145-101. The 44-point loss was the worst in franchise history on their home court. 12 straight loss, and things didn't get any better for the already depleted Raptors squad. You can add Oche Abugwa to that injured list as he left the game after falling hard after that alley-oop attempt in the first quarter. He fell on his hip. He was slow to get up, would have to be helped off the floor. Next up, Nick Nurse returns, and the 76ers, they arrive in town on Sunday.
Good shot, centered in front, Patterson waiting, it scores!
Quiet night in the ice of the NHL, but the Ottawa Senators were not quiet just down the road in Queen City as they lit up the Sabres in the first period. They scored 5 goals in the first to chase Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen from the Sabres nets, and they would hold on for the 6-2 win to nail another nail in the Sabres playoff coffin. Buffalo now trails Washington by 8 points for that last wildcard spot, but they have three teams ahead of them. Shane Pinto led the Sens with 4 points, who have three straight wins as they are wrapping up a disappointing season. The only other game had some interest for Maple Leafs fans as two of their Atlantic rivals in Boston and Tampa faced off in Florida. And despite not having the best season, the Lightning, they're heating up at the right time. Braden Point would score his 42nd of the season against the Bruins, which turned out to be the winner, all part of a 3-1 win. Tampa is now 7-0-1 in their last 8 games. They moved to within 2 points of third place Toronto. The Leafs back on the ice tonight, welcoming Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals into the bank. But they still do have two games left against Tampa of the 11 remaining in their season.
All right. Good morning. Taking a look at getting you out the door this morning. It's a cool start to the day. Dress for wind chills around minus six, minus seven. Things are looking fairly decent on our exclusive 403 and Waterdown Road camera. Time for the MTOs. We're looking at QEW at Fairview. Traffic moving well. The QEW, this is the south end of the Burlington Skyway. Looking a little hazy, but for the most part, traffic moving smoothly. The Burlington side also looking good. Hamilton side, yeah, it looks good too. Got to tell you guys, this traffic thing, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. All right, looking at the radar, we do have relatively cloudy conditions, but we are going to be clearing throughout the day today. We're going to see a daytime high of 8 degrees. Mild conditions, southwesterly flow about 20 kilometers an hour, so relatively light winds. We're talking UV index. This is the first time we've talked UV this season. It's going to be 4, which is still considered moderate. Yeah, you still have to think about sunscreen, but UV index, when I start talking about that, I get really excited for heat and sunshine and summer. Tonight, however, we're looking at minus 3, so chilly, because it will feel more like minus 7 when you factor in those winds. Now, the winds are going to be light, but they're still going to be coming in from that southerly direction. But cool, we saw that low track its way north and east throughout the day. Tomorrow, we're going to see a mix of sun and cloud for the next couple of days. We could, in fact, see a little bit of lake effect coming off the shores of Huron and Georgian Bay, giving places around Cottage Country a few isolated flurries. And then we're going to be dealing with our next low. It is going to be pushing in through the region, giving us a bit of cloud cover and the potential for a few showers in the long range forecast, but I'll get to those details in just a minute. For tomorrow, we're looking at 7 degrees, a mix of sun and cloud for Good Friday, northwesterly flow 20 to 40 kilometers. A quick sneak peek. Oh, there's my bunny. He was in and out. He just did it and then he was gone. That's how fast they hide the eggs, by the way. The weekend is starting to look good. I am going to take a deeper dive into this forecast, though, because some forecast models want to show us a lot of cloud cover throughout the day on Saturday, but things are looking tricky. So I'm going to take a deeper dive into that. Now, for chit chat, okay. Where am I supposed to stand? Here we go.
Oh, yeah, there
we
go.
Yes, we have chit chat coming up. Okay. And Jerry Seinfeld was on The Tonight Show last night. He's a comedian that complains all the time about everything.
That's a stick.
Yeah.
It's a stick.
It's his thing, yeah. So we're going to talk about two specific things that he dislikes.
Yeah.
We're also going to be talking about a star from Glee who is just about to have a baby.
Okay. I'm excited to talk about the Seinfeld thing because...
Because you love Seinfeld.
Well, I love Seinfeld, but he's talking about something that I'm about to do.
Oh.
That he does not like to do.
Teaser.
That is a tease. Now, yeah. If I knew what it was, I'd steal your thunder, but I'm not going to.
Okay. We'll see you at the couch. We'll talk and discuss all together coming up in about half an hour. After the break, though, more shipping issues are on the horizon, this time in Montreal, where routes are already being diverted. We'll have business news in two. $6.15 on your Thursday. Friday for some. Here's a look at some numbers. Canadian dollar down 23 basis points this morning, sitting at 73.47 U.S. Gold up over $4, 22.17.20. Crude oil up 48 cents, 81.83 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are up across the board in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, markets had a big loss in Tokyo, but Hong Kong and Shanghai saw some gains today. Checking North American markets closes from yesterday, the TSX gained 195 points. The Dow was up to an all-time high of 478. And the Nasdaq was also up, but not quite triple digits.
Yeah, last day of the work week for many of you on this Thursday. It's Good Friday tomorrow. So glad that you're here. Let's get into some business news. Fears of a potential strike at the Port of Montreal has led some companies to start rerouting traffic. Quebec-based logistics firm Delmar International, they have informed its customers that all Montreal-bound freight, that is, will now flow through the port of Halifax in an effort to limit the fallout from a potential work stoppage. So the Dock Workers Union represents roughly 1,200 Montreal port employees whose collective agreement expired in December. So they last went on strike 4 years ago for 12 days. Well, the second age of analog looks like it's here to stay, at least for a little while. Vinyl records outsold CDs last year for the second year in a row, and they widened the gap by selling about 6 million more units than CDs. So the data doesn't say exactly why, but many enthusiasts love the tactile feel of handling vinyl, looking at the album artwork, and then manually placing the needle in the groove. Also, the resurgence of vinyl doesn't indicate a victory of analog sound in general. Digital music has shifted away from kind of physical media like CDs to streaming. But before 2022, records had not been the top physical music format since 1987.
The former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX is going to be sentenced today. Jurors found Sam Bankman-Fried guilty on all counts in November in one of the biggest white-collar crimes in history. It included fraud, conspiracy, and money laundering. Prosecutors put the total loss at a conservative estimate of more than $10 billion U.S. The losses impacted investors and lenders as FTX collapsed and went bankrupt. Prosecutors want 40 to 50 years in jail for Bankman-Fried. His lawyers are calling for no more than 6.5 years.
So the Sunshine State has come to terms with the House of Mouse. On Wednesday, the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District and Disney agreed on a settlement that ends a years-long battle. So the disagreement, it started over Disney opposing a state law that placed restrictions on some classroom instructions regarding gender identity and sexual orientation. So the Oversight District, which governs the special tax district where Disney is located, issued a statement saying it is eager to work with Disney. Now, officials there say they are pleased to have this matter resolved.
Australia has just announced a huge investment in solar energy. The Prime Minister says a fund is going to be set up to help expand manufacturing across Australia as it transitions away from coal power. Anthony Albanese's government has been boosting spending to underwrite new renewable projects. The government is targeting 82% renewable power by 2030 in the energy grid from around 40% right now.
A United Nations report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world, it went to waste. This is back in 2022. That same year, 783 million people faced chronic hunger. About two-thirds of the waste, it came from households, while the rest of it came in food service operations like restaurants. So besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions. And it amounts to a misuse of the land and water needed to raise crops and animals.
The town of Huntsville confirms it has been the victim of a ransomware attack.
The town can confirm that its systems were infiltrated by an unauthorized user and that we recently became aware that some of the town's data was compromised as well.
That's the chief administrative officer for Huntsville. She and the town's mayor posted this message on YouTube last night. The municipality says any affected individuals are going to be directly notified as soon as possible. The cyber incident happened March 10th. It is the second ransomware attack against an Ontario municipality after Hamilton was hit with one at the end of February. Mm-hmm. Still dealing with the aftermath.
Yeah, we've been talking about the Huntsville one, too, so now they've come to light with that. Mm-hmm. All right, I mentioned that it's the last day of the work week for many. We'll be here tomorrow, though, for Good Friday, as we always are, so hopefully you can tune in for that and maybe stick around after the break because Emily's in for Brian taking a look at that long weekend forecast.
Your forecast details just ahead, but first, a look at traffic. 403 Glen Aaron Drive looking pretty good. Traffic moving well. 403 at Her Ontario Street. Again, everybody moving well at this hour. The 401 at Airport Road moving well. And in through Langstaff, again, traffic moving smoothly at this hour. All right, starting off with your almanac, we're looking at temperatures exactly where they should be for this time of year. Our seasonal normal is 7 degrees. The record high back in 1988 was 22.8. I would totally take that today. I would have no problems with that. We've gained 3 minutes. 3 minutes, you guys, 3 minutes. The sunrise, 7.07 a.m. The sunset, 7.42 p.m. All right, getting you out the door this morning, getting set for your long weekend. I know today is Friday for many. We're looking at minus two right now. Ooh, I don't know why that mixing is there. I'm going to have to change that. But it is mostly cloudy. It is going to clear throughout the day, and we're going to be seeing a daytime high of 8 degrees, southwesterly wind. We've got a UV index of 4. That's considered moderate. Don't forget your sunscreen today. All right, as we get into the weekend, we do have a system approaching. Whether or not it brings us showers or it stays a little bit further south is still a TBD. We're going to take a closer look at that. And then as we get into Easter Monday, lots of sunshine, cooler, 6 degrees. And then we do have that system that is going to be bringing us some showers for Tuesday and into Wednesday of next week. But looking at these temperatures, they are all above the freezing mark. It looks as though spring has finally sprung. All right, back to you guys, Tim and Annette.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. It's almost the end of March.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Things are moving quickly.
Well, there we go. Well, life does feel like it moves really, really quickly. But the planet itself, Earth, you're on planet Earth, you didn't know, is actually slowing down. That means that sometime in the next couple of years, the world's clocks will need to adjust by a leap second.
This is all because melting polar ice is changing the Earth's rotation, and it's changing time itself. In addition, the Earth's core is speeding up. So that means the world will need to subtract a second for the first time to coordinate with the Earth's rotation. Plenty of seconds have been added over the years. It's unclear exactly when this leap second is going to happen. The report has found that the date has already been delayed by 3 years, pushing it from 2026 to 2029. Boom, and you'll miss it.
What are you going to do for your leap second?
I don't know what I'll do.
Huh? I need to know. I need to know what to do. You know, I know what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to eat chips.
It's chip day.
It's chip day, and somebody brought a good selection of chips. So I'm going to take many seconds to be eating chips today. Happy chip day. Okay, we'll see you in a couple
slow
minutes.
The Earth's rotation by that.
Yummy.